I'm Paul Lancor with PodTech.net, and in this podcast, we speak with Raymond Keefe, Senior IT Architect, and Matt Markham, Senior Consultant, both with Bearing Point. The topic of discussion today is EAI, Enterprise Application Integration. I started by asking Ray and Matt to define EAI for us.
Enterprise Application Integration, or is known as EAI, is basically a design pattern. It's a tool paradigm. That is to say that EAI is not actually a tool, but rather a system, or should be implemented as such. There are four major areas that you really have to understand when talking about EAI. They arrange themselves around data, process integration, vendor interdependence, and then common facade. A little bit about data or data integration. So you want ensuring that information in multiple systems is kept consistent. This is also known as EII, or Enterprise Information Integration. Another area of this definition is process integration, and this is basically linking business processes across multiple applications. The third is vendor independence, and this is extracting business policies or rules from applications and implementing them within the EII system. So basically that an event of one of the business applications can be replaced with by possibly a different vendor's application. The business rules don't have to be re-implemented, basically. And then fourthly is a common facade. Normally EAI systems have what's a front-end cluster of applications providing a single and consistent interface across applications. And basically they shield users from having to learn or interact with different applications. Another core piece of when you talk about an EAI, is all about the enterprise service bus. Enterprise service bus is usually a centralized messaging system, and in this case, enterprise service buses usually follow some type of pattern, and we call that a mediation integration pattern. And in the mediation integration pattern, this normally acts as a go-between or a broker between multiple systems and applications. So when basically one source system applications is modified or a new one is created or a new transaction is completed, the integration module of the EBS is basically notified, and no other work usually has to happen in that venue. And then lastly, another pattern of the EBS is basically an access pattern. And an access pattern is something that with support of both asynchronous and synchronous transactions. Matt, you want to talk a little bit about the hub and spoke aspects of EAI?
Yeah, and even more than that, right? You make a good point with what that EAI is comprised of, and there's a couple of different ways of approaching that. And you mentioned hub and spoke. There's also a bus approach to implementing an EAI. With a hub and spoke, it really is just what you would think it is. You picture an old bicycle tire where you have the hub, which would be the EAI system, and the spokes reaching out to various applications and communication back and forth being handled on those spokes. The other approach to implementing an EAI would be a bus, what they call a bus model, which is where you get enterprise service bus. And this really is just a horizontal swipe across applications that basically all applications communicate to and from that bus independent and unbeknownst of the other applications on the said bus. With that, I think that's pretty much using those components, either whether it be the bus and hub, those two things connect the applications through a set of adapters that would allow the couple things that Ray mentioned as far as process and data process integration and data manipulation across an EAI.
And as long as we're defining some of our terms here too, Ray, you mentioned events in passing there as well, and I'm wondering if you could give us an idea of what types of events there are.
Sure. There's a variety of different events. When we mean by events, we basically mean some type of messaging, system-to-system messaging capability. And events, there are a couple of different ways to decompose an event. Usually there's some type of data payload is received, and that is can be anywhere from a large transaction file to just a notification. Also within that, there are wait time for processing of events. Events can be triggered off hours in batch, And then thirdly, there's basic workflow notifications, such as if a specific type of a business transaction needs to be processed, an event can be triggered such that when the process either is going to commence, it is running late, or it has basically ended. And normally when we talk about events, those are the three major areas that we define as that. Matt, you have anything to add to that?
No, I don't think so. I think that's, again, just, you know, when those events are triggered, whether it be data or process, that usually you would have, you know, some sort of workflow system triggering, needing to trigger some application to do some piece of work, and, you know, it could be two completely disparate systems that need to communicate to each other, and that's really where the EAI principle comes in, that forms the linkage between those two systems.
So let me understand, when we talk about EAI, are we talking about, is EAI composed of a series of events and managing events? Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's a portion of it, and probably a better than half, you know, better than a large portion of it is the events that trigger that need to basically, those events trigger communication between the applications. The other would be just the inherent need of some applications doing a specific piece of work and needing to pass along that line of work to another application. That's probably could be broken down to those two basic principles of event, you know, triggering and needing to process some work, and then just the natural process definition of applications needing to go through A to B to C, and easing that transit, that communication between those applications with EAI.
Right. And additionally, would be that is the management of that messaging and of how those messages are queued and then ultimately propagated throughout the system. I mean, Matt was accurate by describing, you know, the core service bus is the center of an EAI architecture, then having these messages propagate back and forth, and then it's the ability to do what we call sometimes wiretapping or viewing of events as they basically propagate from system to system, and it's just that manageability of events flowing, is the event running on time? Did something happen late? Is the payload of the event too large? Is it too small? A variety of quality measures can be placed on those along the way so that you have a good understanding of what's happening when these events are triggered across applications.
So if I'm investigating implementing EAI for my organization, to whom would I turn? Who's out there doing this sort of thing?
Yeah, there's a variety of vendors that are currently in the market space today providing very, very sophisticated tools that handle EAI and eventing specifically for these types of implementations. And the two ones that come to mind that Matt and I have had experience working with are both TIBCO and Web Methods. And they traditionally follow both the hub and spoke and bus pattern where they've got a centralized application that allows messages to propagate through it, and then they've got what's called a series of adapters that can be deployed out in a variety of different spaces, either on mainframe applications or web-based applications, and these adapters allow basically the EAI tool to talk to other platforms. And so when the plugin's been deployed, or the adapter's been deployed, it has that automatic connection back, so messages can be propagated out and then ultimately returned in this implementation.
Yeah, there's other vendors in the space too. Another one of note is IBM has two product offerings in the area. There's an IBM WebSphere broker, message broker, which is very robust, has a lot of adapters that Ray mentioned that allow for the ability to communicate with many different systems, really shifting that focus of any sort of custom application development, kind of moving it to one centralized location and letting a lot of the work that would be done by all many different systems within an enterprise to be handled in one location, thus, you know, driving down costs and increasing reuse across the enterprise.
A couple of things come to mind also when we're talking a little bit about some of these major vendors, and I'm just thinking of some of the finer things they bring to the table, or some of the attributes they bring to the table. You know, I talked a little bit, Matt and I both talked a little bit about this, the ability for the adapters to be deployed, and it's a better way maybe to say that is a publish subscribe, is that the adapters can basically be out there listening for a particular type of message to come across, and then it could basically receive any certain messages that come from the bus is a good example. Another good example is that, you know, these types of approaches are extremely scalable and highly evolvable. That ultimately, that as more transactions need to be put on, they can scale both vertically and horizontally for the payload and the increased transactions.
Great. And so I come to you and seek your recommendation about EAI for my organization. And this is a pretty complex area. So you mentioned these vendors, but what if I were interested in building it myself? Is there a recommendation that you'd have around that? Is it something that I should be considering?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Matt and I have had experience with clients that actually went down the path of making the actual decision of going ahead and building one from scratch. And in our professional opinion, it's you know, these tools are out in the marketplace, and they're industrial strength tools. We advise clients today to be approaching these vendors and buy these. Because again, software development is at this level is extremely difficult and complex when trying to put together an entire enterprise-wide messaging system, and these vendors are in the space that provide this these industrial strength solutions and have been doing it for quite some time, and so ultimately our recommendations have been to purchase or to integrate with these EAI tools that are in the marketplace today.
Yeah, and I think to add to that, Ray, is that there was probably a time, even just as recent as a couple of years ago, where these tools might not have been as robust as they are today. But with the advent of just, you know, generationally these applications becoming more mature, these EAI tools becoming more mature, and these adapters being out there, there's a lot of these tool sets already come with a multitude of adapters to support pretty much any situation that can be thought of. A lot of times what we hear is that, you know, a business will say, well, I know there's an insurance is out there, but we're unique. And regardless of how unique these companies, we've heard them say, there's usually a pretty good fit for these tool sets that can't be overcome with just modifying or creating an adapter versus having to create an entire application suite for it.
Ray, I'm wondering if you can tell me if you guys sound pretty clear on the side that it's a buy decision for almost all of your clients that you would face with this decision. What are some of the benefits of a buy solution?
Yeah, with a buy solution, again, you're getting a software package that has been developed and tested by the vendor, and it comes usually with a variety of great attributes that can easily be installed and used. A couple of things that come to mind is normally it comes with some type of a graphical tool for dependency management, so you can watch and tie a variety of different messages across databases, configuration files, and even read down to the jar file level and look at basically all your messages that are consistent across the framework. So usually a graphical tool will come with that. Also gives you runtime insight to what's going on for performance on applications and servers. You also have the ability to look at things such as adding configurations for optional tags for operational metrics, timing, looking at thread IDs, client names. A good client example is usually we've been seeing across the board is that with messaging, sometimes they're a lot of these events are what we call data poor in nature. That means that there's not enough detail that's coming in the message itself, you know, a lot of these tools will allow you to have an enriched data event, so that makes it easy for you to understand what the event is doing. And if, let's say, there was a failure for the event, and the event it just basically gave you an ID, you know, in some cases, if you don't have a good tool, you've got to go look that ID up and go across a myriad of databases and say, what is this? What's the failure? What's gone wrong? And how do I understand? But the tool will kind of help you in that area. And then additionally, again, we talked about these adapters. I think the adapters are a great tool when you look at some of the EAI tools that are out there. WebLogic's got some great technology that are out there for plugins. It makes integration easy and fast and simple when putting those out. And again, they've got a variety of solutions in that space.
Yeah, and I think on top of that, Ray, just to add a little bit more color to that, is that just the adapters, and you know, it's speaking with the benefits of these of a buy solution, is that you get, you know, as you mentioned, just a completely robust situation where, you know, it's a solution where if you need to communicate back to a mainframe system, these adapters will help you do that. So I mean, no matter how heterogeneous your enterprise is, these EAI tools, these, you know, these enterprise service buses from these vendors are very, very robust. They've pretty much thought of everything, and if they haven't, there's usually a toolkit that will allow you to spend the time to write an adapter for it versus having to develop this entire thing by yourself. It is a very complex solution to try and tackle.
Any final words for our audience from you guys about enterprise application integration?
I guess to say that, you know, even though our opinion would be strongly geared towards buying a solution, that if for some reason that the client felt they needed to build it, just to make sure that those things that we've talked about as far as being able to manage dependencies of the events that are being triggered, to being able to audit those things as far as how well the events are processing, the timing of these materials, the timing through the system, being able to notify when things fail, the ability to schedule events, all those things would be key in any sort of system, whether you're building it or if you're looking at buying it. Those are things to take into consideration that you want to make sure that whatever solution that you choose supports those things.
Yeah, I would agree, Matt. You know, every client we always come across and have these discussions with, everybody thinks they're unique. You know, it comes down to a common problem that, you know, I think a lot of major companies that are using an EAI pattern or looking for migrating to an EAI pattern experience and have. You know, I always like to ask clients, you know, what business are you guys in? Are you in the software development business, or are you in the, you know, insurance industry? Are you in the financial services industry? And you know, developing software is a full-time job. It requires a lot of time and money and staff. And there are vendors out there that are providing solutions with that are very robust in the space. And then continue to update their tool set and update their software as time progresses. So again, when considering this type of decision, I always lean on the buy side. And as Matt has accurately said, there's a variety of wonderful features that come along with this, with these tools. And you know, getting it to the point where the tool is installed and you're looking for, what's the adapter that I've got to plug in to talk to that new Java system that they just deployed? And, oh, gee, I just need to install that adapter and I can talk to it. That's what you want to look for. That's the type of implementations you want to have. Not, oh, God, I've got to go write this brand new adapter for some application that we haven't thought about before. That's usually how I think.
Well, Matt and Ray, thank you very much for taking time out and speaking with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Matt Markham is Senior Consultant with Bearing Point. Raymond Keefe, Senior IT Architect with Bearing Point.